I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. Don't miss Cold's new Season 3, where I look into the unsolved disappearance of Cherie Warren, a woman last seen leaving her job at a Salt Lake City office in 1985. Police cast suspicion on Cherie's estranged husband and boyfriend, but never made any arrests or recovered Cherie's remains. Find Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie, anywhere you get your podcasts.
Some very horrible images coming from Ogden High School. It appears to involve two students. It was caught on video, social media, it looks like, right, Dave?
Yeah. Yeah, someone was recording it. That's another layer to it that's creepy, is this wasn't security cameras in the school. This was one girl beating up another girl and a friend recording the whole thing.
And you can see the students grabbing a girl's hair, pulling her to the ground, and kicking her. And I was watching this. And I don't think it was longer than about 20 seconds, maybe, if I'm recalling. I had to turn away. I mean, then there's this one image of a girl kicking the girl who was on the ground right in the head. It looked like to me from the vantage point.
Right. Yeah, I saw the same thing. She was walking around the girl, kicking her in the back, in the lower back, working her way around to the front. It was a brutal attack.
Martha Harris has been covering the story all morning long. She started the coverage yesterday when you were talking to the mom, Martha, right, of the victim? You spoke to the mom?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I did.
And how is the victim doing?
Yeah, it's a good question. First, I want to thank Gustavo at the station for able to translate for me. The mom asked for an interpreter. But she did say her daughter, after the incident, went to the ER and has a concussion. But she is feeling better now and recovering physically. She said, you know, emotionally, she's still really confused about why she was being bullied so much, because it wasn't just this one incident. She's been bullied for, you know, the school year.
What led up to the attack, or was this, again, has this happened before?
So from my understanding, I'm talking with the mom, it wasn't anything to this scale has happened before. She said that, you know, two girls a girl who was attacked thought was her friend, told her to come into the bathroom, we were just going to talk, and then she was kind of jumped. She was attacked. And so Mia thought that these were her friends, but they weren't.
Martha Harris, of course, KSL News Radio reporter. You're here every morning here on KSL News Radio with Tim and Amanda reporting live. Joining us right now to talk about this Ogden bullying that was caught on tape. So, Martha, have you spoken to police? Do we know if any of the individuals involved or the accused have been criminally charged or will be?
Yeah, so I did talk with Ogden police, and the last that I heard is they are planning on, they're investigating one girl, so the girl who is, they say, is the one in the video, kicking Mia on the ground, and they are going to be passing this off to prosecutors and recommending that there is an assault charge.
Do we know, and sorry to throw this at you, I was just thinking, luring somebody into the bathroom, it feels like there's this premeditation. I wonder if that changes things at all. Has police talked about this at all, or is it just still under investigation right now?
Yeah, so they said that they're going to, you know, kind of finish their investigation within the next couple of days. So they haven't, you know, released their full findings yet or finished those. So I don't know how that's going to play a role into what they find.
Martha Harris, thank you for your reporting. Now let's turn to Greg Skordas. Greg Skordas, a defense attorney here in Utah. And Greg, again, sometimes these are just fights. Sometimes it's bullying. Sometimes it's a premeditated attack. Does any of it matter if you were lured into a bathroom to be beaten up and recorded? Does that change anything, or is it just another assault?
Well, it changes a couple of things, Dave. It changes the fact that in addition to the perpetrator, the girl that really put on the beating, and it is horrible. It's a horrible thing to watch. But if, in fact, this victim was lured into the bathroom by another friend, another one of their friends, that person could be equally culpable as the person that caused the damage, that caused the injury. So it helps prosecution if they want to charge other individuals as what we call parties to the offense. The other girl who lured her in under the guise that, hey, I just want to talk to you, and then the victim was beaten, that girl that lured her in could be charged also.
And you say equally culpable, so it would be viewed in the eyes of the court as if she had done the beating herself.
Yes, I mean, it could very well be that way. And this, I mean, we've described it as an assault, but if in fact the victim suffered a concussion, under Utah law, it could be an aggravated assault, which if she was an adult, would be a felony. She may be a juvenile, but it would still be a felony aggravated assault if, in fact, it caused that level of injury.
In this case, does that particular charge open the door for the suspect to possibly be charged as an adult and brought into an adult court?
Exactly. And that's kind of why I mentioned that, Debbie, because if the perpetrator or perpetrators were 16 or 17 and the crime is a crime of violence, a felony crime of violence, a judge could take them into the adult system and have them prosecuted as adults for a felony aggravated assault. Now, we don't usually do that. We don't do that except in the most extreme cases, but this is pretty close to a pretty extreme case.
Greg, I have 15 seconds, but if it's true that she was bullied all year, does that change things?
It changes the fact that maybe the school or someone else should have jumped in and done some things before this. It also may make more counts that the prosecution could charge against these individuals.
Previous attacks, if there were other assaults, so to speak.
Exactly. Yes, there could be other assaults charged. And if the victim describes other assaults, they could be charged based on the fact that this particular one was videotaped.
Greg Skordas, thank you for joining us.
Another case we're going to continue to monitor here to see if prosecutors do determine they want to charge her in an adult court.
And the accomplice angle is very interesting, Debbie, as people are recording these incidents, to know that you could be equally culpable is a huge message that needs to be sent.
Two friends taking pictures of the rising full moon on a summer night.
Two teenage kids doing what teenage kids do.
When a stranger with a gun and a death wish changed everything.
It was violent, it was senseless, and I will never understand it, I will never accept it.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and unfortunately, we're all too familiar with stories about how violence shatters lives. But what we rarely see is how they are rebuilt. In a new podcast, The Letter, we relive tragedy, but only so we can hear the rest of the story. The struggle to reclaim lives, the realities of grief, and the possibilities of forgiveness.
I believe in miracles. Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.